You can see behind me the flood waters rip through the asphalt on this sidewalk. And just across the street here, the foundation from this house is nearly gone.
This WBNG news clip from 2006 could have just as easily been from Tropical Storm Lee last year. For some, the 2006 flood was a wake-up call. Lourdes Hospital was one of them. After the 2006 flood caused severe damage, they built a new flood wall to protect the hospital from the nearby river. And they took precautions against flooding inside the building, according to one of the project's engineers, Rick White.
Dual stormwater pumps, backup generator power. So, you know, there's quite a bit that goes into a successful flood protection project.
White says this project cost about $8 million. Another one he worked on after 2006 at Union Endicott High School cost about $4 million. That's about $12 million just to protect two structures. William Neckman, the chief of floodplain management at the Department of Environmental Conservation, says it's not practical to put those kinds of systems across the whole southern tier.
While there are certain things you can do to try to engineer against the flood, it's impossible to prevent all flooding. So people do need to look at where they build, how they build.
The Army Corps of Engineers tried to prevent flooding in the region by constructing flood walls and levees in the 40s and 50s. Almost all are now considered too small to protect the structures behind them. Neckman says that system of levees might not be worth upgrading.
Everything is feasible if you spend enough money on it, but it's not a simple matter to just build a levee higher. It's really a reconstruction.
And that kind of reconstruction is unlikely to happen because it's so expensive. What the federal government is offering is to buy out homeowners with flood insurance to make sure no one builds there in the future. Other homeowners have the option of putting their homes on stilts, lifting the house off the ground so they stay above the flood level.
Maybe that's the best thing, getting people out of harm's way. What if nobody's living where the flood is? Was it really a flood?
Chip McElwee, executive director of the Broome County Soil and Water Conservation District, focuses on streams to feed the river, mainly the Susquehanna. But he says there aren't enough resources to fix the big things that need fixing.
There's no money capitalizing this program now. It's government. There's no money anywhere, right?
Instead, McElwee's office clears debris here, reinforces a stream bank there, in the hopes of minimizing future damage.
And I think that's all we ever can hope for. How can we reduce the impacts of future flooding? There will be bigger floods, hopefully not in my lifetime or your lifetime, but at some point, you know, there will be the storm that surpasses this one.
McElwee's office completed its last big project to contain floodwaters in 1994. That funding stream has since dried up. It has about 10 smaller projects underway now, but he says there are at least 100 others that need attention. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.